This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ready, set, go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, and I just want to acknowledge what's happening in Colorado as we are on the air. Our friends there that are standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, getting together at the state capitol to raise awareness and or protest Senate Bill 163, SB 163, school entry immunization, even though vaccination is not immunization, that's what they do. And this would eliminate religious freedom, religious or philosophical exemptions, and implement various forms of contact tracing over the vaccine issue. And what else would it do? It would actually cause some kind of clause in there that would say you would have to have like an indoctrination session, basically, re-education. In order to get the exemption that you want, you would have to be re-educated about it. This is like scary stuff, and they're doing it under the cover of COVID-19. They're doing it under the cover of all the riots, the dissension, the anger, the violence, the angst after the lockdowns. And it's quite amazing. So shout out to all of our friends listening, watching, or out there activating for freedom in Denver, Colorado today. We are joined once again by my good friend John Rappaport, investigative journalist, nomorefakenews.com. We got to talk about this, COVID-19 riots continuing. What is it? What kind of riots are they now? I don't even know. Other things that are being found in vaccines, as well as this hashtag. I want you to write it down, expose Bill Gates. We're going to get to it. John, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Robert.
Yeah, it's great to have these, I think, sanity-inducing discussions that we get to do each week here on the show to kind of put perspective that they're not hearing it. No one's there hearing anywhere else, pretty much. And so to talk about these things in a way that I think takes them out of confusion and makes some level of sense or some logical progression so that people can follow on the chaos that is purposely induced to keep people off center so that they never know what is happening.
Well, that's right. You know, the idea, for example, as you mentioned in Colorado, with COVID-19, well, we have to have mandatory vaccinations because how else can we escape the dreaded threat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So people are being whipsawed that way. And then they're being told, okay, the vaccine may come soon, and then everybody will be safe. Of course, you'll get an immunity certificate after you get vaccinated, and that will enable you to do what? Travel, maybe even you may need one to go to work, et cetera, et cetera. Well, wait, you mean if I don't have one, I can't do these things? Well, you know, it's a new normal. We live in a different world now. So this sets up a tremendous amount of stress, anxiety, confusion among people as to what's going on. And then we can eventually talk about these protests and riots and how much confusion there is about who is directing what when it comes to that. Because the reports that I'm getting is there are all kinds of infiltration from many different sources here.
Well, and how about, John, the people whose businesses have been shut down, shuttered by government edict, unconstitutional as it may be, and now going back to work suddenly find that their businesses are burned out in certain cities where agents provocateurs set up violent responses. Bricks appear miraculously out of nowhere. And what about those folks that are having to get maybe a temporary welfare check or some payment from government? It's going to be tied to vaccination status inevitably. This is the control factor. It's like you can't eat, but you want us to give you something? All right. Well, do this. Behave this way. Get a shot.
Yeah. Get a shot. Do all sorts of other things. Go along with the contact tracing. Cooperate. You've got a cell phone, so install the app that allows you to be tracked and traced wherever you go, et cetera, et cetera.
So I mentioned the bricks and rocks that appear, pallets of them out of nowhere in these areas. Or suddenly, even people that live there are going, where is this? There's no construction zone going on here. And we'll take it out from the macrocosm to the microcosm, because you've got a brilliant, important article about dangerous nanoparticles now being found in vaccines. Whether they're contaminants or purposeful, I don't know. What are you finding?
Well, this is quite amazing, because, first of all, the study that was done in Italy is 3 years old. And I think there have been maybe one or two articles written about this before, but it's not certainly not widely known. These researchers used electron microscope and examined traditional vaccines. We're talking like hepatitis B, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, DPT, MMR, et cetera, et cetera. Just the standard, straight down the line vaccines manufactured by the biggest vaccine manufacturers in the world. And they discovered many, 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 many of these tiny, tiny, tiny nanoparticles, most of them metallic, many different metals, titanium, gold, silver, lead, strontium, et cetera, that were contaminating the vaccines. And what they concluded was that these particles traveling throughout the body would set up a chronic level of inflammatory response from the body, which would mean, you know, a decline in the immune system capability, among other things, many other things. Neurological problems, etc., when the particles pass into the brain, just, you know, virtually unlimited number of problems. They also talk about, say, iron particles that would corrode even nanoparticles in the body. So this is astounding, because it's never really been discussed or described before. And there is no attempt in the study to decide, you know, how these particles got in there, because the researchers did not have access to the facilities in which these vaccines are manufactured. So they couldn't say exactly how this happened. But they just know it happened. They examined vials of the vaccines, and this is what they found. So this is quite astounding. And the implications don't quit, because, of course, the question comes up, well, is it possible that the nanoparticles were inserted intentionally? And then comes the question, well, where are these vaccines actually made? Because, as we know, many vaccines that are delivered, say, in the United States are not manufactured here. They're manufactured, or components of them are manufactured offshore, for example, in China, where they have had numerous pharmaceutical and vaccine scandals that have to do with safety and contamination. So that raises a specter of, you know, a tremendous threat, the possibility of a tremendous threat. And it also raises the specter of, well, suppose that we get this with the new COVID vaccine, which is supposedly going to inoculate or inject, 7 billion people? Because this would be, if you're talking intention here, this would be the perfect opportunity to spread contaminants and damage in the widest possible way ever with a single vaccine.
John, I want to go back, because I remember this when this came out. We obviously covered it, the contaminants that were found out of Italy. And if we use a little bit of logic here, which we like to do, we would say, okay, is it possible that you know, a batch here, a batch there, something from one manufacturer, maybe two, they found something unusual, and then that would be remedied, rectified, and all is good. No nanoparticles of metals and things in there. But what we're talking about here in this article that you've got, and it references the original article, and you know, through the analysis, it is manufacturer after manufacturer after manufacturer, vaccine after vaccine, different. I mean, there is not a pattern other than they all seem to be, or the majority seem to be, contaminated with nanoparticles that they didn't claim were in there, and no one knows why they're there. Do they serve some purpose that they forgot to tell us? Or is it a nefarious scheme to purposefully aggravate, as you said, the outcome? What is the outcome? Chronic inflammatory responses of the immune system, which could lead to a number of things you mentioned, including autoimmunity, immune exhaustion, any number of things. There is no basis for which anybody at FDA shouldn't look at that and go, my gosh, we've got a problem here. We need now to have congressional hearings over this. But crickets in the mainstream media. In fact, there have been attacks on this organization who actually found this information or revealed it through their own analysis.
Correct. To put numbers on this, I counted them up in the study. There are 15 different vaccines that they mention, and 44 types of those 15 vaccines. So, as you say, this is spread over a huge, wide area. This is not just, oh, we found it in this lot and that lot, one or two manufacturers. No, 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 no. And, of course, they did not look at other vaccines. So there's still more that could be studied.
Yeah, it's amazing. Listen, hold that thought. We're up on the first break here. John Rappaport, my guest slash co-host on the Robert Scott Bell Show each Sunday when we broadcast live through our friends at GCN on our radio affiliates all over the United States and streaming live around the world. I appreciate you being here. We've got more to discuss, and you won't hear this in the old lamestream legacy pharmaceutical conflicted media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it occurs to me, John, right now, John Rappaport on here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Think about these riots we're seeing, whether it be COVID-19, pent-up frustration, whether it be a racial trigger or any number of things. You'd think that with information that we just talked about in Italy, scientific established investigations finding contamination almost across the board in vaccinations of things they don't claim that are in there, nanoparticulates, different metals, some toxic, more toxic than others, that there would be riots over that. You mean you're forcing us, mandating injection with that? But that's not the case, although there is some angst bubbling up from those that recognize that mandatory vaccinations are a fundamental violation of individual liberty, religious liberty, etc., from all political backgrounds, now coming together and going, whoa, they're all against all of us. And that the divide they're trying to pretend is our divide is not our divide.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And there is no way, absolutely no way, that this could be justified, these nanoparticles, as something that has to do with medical use. So essentially what's happening here, it's like saying, well, we're going to inject you with poison, and we have a constitutional right to do that. So this refutes completely, for example, Alan Dershowitz's comments where he says, the famous lawyer, that under emergency powers, et cetera, the U.S. government or state governments have an absolute right to inject you with a vaccine, and if you decide not to do it, then go along with it. You're committing an act of civil disobedience, and that's your choice, et cetera, et cetera. That's total nonsense. Because nowhere in that formulation, even if we assume that that's true, does the state have a right to inject you with poison. There's, you know, that's not it, Al. I'm sorry. So this is what's happening. And you're absolutely right. If people were more educated and they understood what's happening to them and their children with these vaccines, that's exactly what they would be protesting. And everybody in the country would be protesting together. There would be no division at all.
Even those that are pro-vaccination is my point here. This isn't about pro or anti. It's like, dude, they have a product here. It's been found contaminated across the board. Even if you're in favor of the product, now you got to be thinking, do you want that product in you? Even if you, in general, favor it. Again, logic would say no until you clean up your act.
Right. And how do they do that? See, there is no prescription on the table because nobody in mainstream medical science even wants to admit that there's a problem. So the manufacturers are certainly not saying anything about it. There's no reason to suspect that they're doing anything about it. I don't see any publication from the authors of this study that say, well, now, in the wake of the study, we've been contacted by many manufacturers who are very interested. They don't understand what's going on, and they want to remedy it, and they're asking us to consult on it. No, there's nothing like that going on. Absolutely nothing.
The lack of response shows you the whether it be operant conditioning, programming, etc., or, as we've argued for many years, the previous intoxicants or assaults from a toxicological perspective, reducing the intelligence of people or just reducing their ability to act or react to information that, for the most part, for the longest time, they haven't been given. But now, as new media has been rising, even under the censorship attempts of social media, more people discovering this, still the outrage to protest something like this has not bubbled up to the surface. Although I say that with a little bit of it's changing because what's happening in Colorado today, as people are realizing what's at stake, should they be forced to vaccinate with these vaccines contaminated with nanoparticles that are not claimed to be there and have no valid medical purpose, as you pointed out.
You know, I can extend this a little bit. It'll sound like science fiction, but it really isn't. You look at the whole world of nanotechnology, which is the study of very, very tiny particles and their manipulation, even down to the level of a molecule or an atom.
Hold on, John. We got a nanotechnology cliffhanger because we got to take a break. It's radio, guys and girls. We are back in just a moment. You don't want to miss a minute of this. John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After just over a week of massive protests against police brutality, the current marches are featuring few reports of problems. Authorities believe hundreds of thousands are turning out nationally. Wearing masks and urging fundamental change, protesters continue to gather in dozens of places from coast to coast, while mourners in North Carolina waited hours to glimpse the golden coffin carrying the body of George Floyd, the black man whose death at the hands of Minneapolis police galvanized the expanding movement. Demonstrations also reached four other continents, ending in clashes in London and France. In the U.S., Seattle police used flashbang devices and pepper spray to disperse protesters, hurling rocks, bottles, and what authorities say were improvised explosives that had injured officers. The largest U.S. demonstrations appeared to be in Washington, D.C., where protesters continue to flood the streets, which are closed to traffic. This is USA Radio News. Nearly 300 New York police officers have been injured amid the ongoing protest following George Floyd's death. The figure provided by police gave some initial context to the fallout of how the protests, now lasting over a week, have impacted law enforcement. The extent of the 292 injuries is not clear. The bulk of the protests have reportedly been peaceful. U.S. cities have utilized law enforcement to tamp down on the more violent and destructive aspects. The unrest had become so dangerous earlier that President Trump threatened to deploy armed forces to help police officers and the National Guard. Five family members were killed in a plane crash in Georgia as they were traveling to a funeral in Indiana. The Putnam County, Georgia Sheriff's Office said the family was flying from Williston, Florida to Newcastle, Indiana. Sheriff Howard Still said he still does not know how many people were on board the plane, but he did confirm the deaths of the five relatives who are Florida residents. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, it was a cliffhanger. On the last break, John Rappaport was just getting into a deeper perspective on the issue of nanotechnology. Where's it going, John?
Okay, so first of all, the science of manipulation of these tiny, tiny particles, what's it all about? The technical information is being shared openly and has been for many years between, say, China and the U.S., which is not a good thing. But they are researching putting nanosensors into the body. again, think tiny, 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 like a nanoparticle, if you were to compare it maybe to a speck of dust on your table, I'm just guessing here, the dust would be like a weather balloon compared to what we're talking about with a nanoparticle. And these sensors, or nanowires, as they're sometimes called, if they were, and they're, you know, really onto this, let's put sensors, nano sensors, into the body that will report out data from the body in real time on processes going on in the body and the brain. Of course, the explanation of this is the more data we can get, the better treatments we can find to cure illness, et cetera, et cetera. So these sensors, where is the data that they're reporting going? Well, it's going to medical centers, operation control and command centers, the cloud. Whoever's in charge of these things would be receiving the data. As bad as that sounds in terms of invasion of privacy and contact tracing that goes within your own body, as bad as that sounds, these sensors would also be capable of receiving data from the outside in the form of instructions. For example, instructions to the brain in order to, quote, modulate brain activity. And this is not just something that I'm making up out of thin air. In my article, one of my articles on nanotech, I offer a quote from a magazine journal called Nano Today that describes exactly this research and talks about a brain-machine interface. So imagine now the possibility that some of these nanoparticles that are in vaccines or could be put into vaccines would serve this purpose that we are now talking about. And now you begin to flesh out the picture of where all of this research is going. They want to get these particles as sensors inside your body. This is an ongoing research program of very large dimensions.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you've written articles about this. We've talked about issues of tracking technology through cell phones, of course, but we've also covered issues of implantation. They have the technology that goes down to the nano level in terms of injecting, if you will, via vaccination, receivers that can track information if they're scanned. We've talked about Bill Gates and his invisible ink tattoos that come with, micro needles, if you will, almost nano needles with vaccinations. But there's some also interesting information you've written about this week, articles about Bill Gates. I mentioned on Friday's show this movement from new media, alternative media, to expose Bill Gates on June 13th with a hashtag expose Bill Gates. We'll talk about that, but what can you reveal about interesting things RFK Jr. himself has talked about Bill Gates?
Yes, in one of my articles, the article on contact tracing that I posted this week, I quote extensively from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s devastating article about Bill Gates at Children's Health Defense. Just going to read a paragraph here, which is mind-boggling, and you're just going to have to try to imagine this. Microsoft has patented a sinister technology, I'm quoting Kennedy now, that utilizes implanted sensors to monitor body and brain activity. It will reward compliant humans with cryptocurrency payments when they perform assigned activities. All right, so there's a patent on this, W0060600, cryptocurrency system. And I'll try to... You do certain tasks that your smartphone assigns you, okay? Like, and I'm quoting Kennedy again, watch a certain advertisement, listen to a specific song, walk down a specific grocery store aisle, or take a certain vaccine. And when you do that, this sensor inside your body that measures your brain and other body activity is supposedly able to tell whether you've actually done the assigned task. And if you have, the system will, quoting Kennedy again, will transfer cryptocurrency into the subject's account after completion of the assigned task. Are you kidding me?
I've never felt more like a lab rat than I do right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is taking it way beyond. It's not only the technology to do it, but it's the insane idea of, okay, folks, who wants to step up and join this club? All you have to do is put this sensor in your body. We'll inject it, whatever. And then you carry out the actions we tell you to take. And when you do an action, we'll know whether you really did it or not because of the sensor.
Yeah.
And then we'll put some cryptocurrency in your account automatically every time you do.
Well,
so you're a lab rat.
On the other side of the equation, it's referenced that if you don't comply, then you'll be penalized. They're talking about withdrawing X number of equivalent dollar units or whatever in crypto from your payroll account or whatever. And I thought it was bad just, you know, withholding your welfare check if you don't get vaccinated. We're talking about a whole other level. And, you know, I think about EMFs and 5G. I lecture on that, try to remediate, protect people from it. And I'm thinking, why do they need faster internet speeds? Right? You can download a whole movie in a couple of minutes now with the speed we have. The 5G? 5G is not for that. We have fast enough internet. This is about controlling everything in your life. It's about controlling you, tracking you visually through millimeter wave or other technologies to see you in the matrix of whatever computer modeling or artificial intelligence they develop through this.
Okay. So here's another paragraph exactly about that. From Kennedy. Gates announced financial support for $1 billion plan to blanket the Earth in video surveillance satellites, etc., etc. Through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gates purchased 5.3 million shares in Crown Castle. That's a company. The shares are worth $1 billion. Crown Castle owns 5G infrastructure in every major U.S. market, operates and leases more than 40,000 cell towers, 65,000 small cell nodes, which are the central infrastructure for 5G, and 75,000 route miles of fiber to every major U.S. market that, instead of going to your home, providing you safe, fast, wired internet, has been confiscated to connect 5G cell towers. So there's that, and then let's see here. Governments will use this, meaning the 5G surveillance system, to transition the globe to a totalitarian singularity more despotic than Orwell ever imagined, etc., etc.
Contact James Cameron.
So there you have
Skynet is about to be activated.
Right. I mean, this is beyond what you would normally think of as science fiction.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
You said contact tracing, question mark. It's a euphemism for updated slavery in a very highly technical or technological fashion. And I've, you know, I'm not opposed to technology and advancements, but done with devoid of concepts of human freedom and spirituality, it becomes very dangerous and Luciferian.
Indeed it does. And that's the whole idea of this, is having an excuse, which is the COVID-19, what I call covert operation, to say we must do contact tracing everywhere, all over the world. In fact, before these riots began, you heard governors of states in America saying, and this is a real psyop, we're reopening the economy, it's wonderful and so forth, but this is all contingent on expanding vastly contact tracing and ultimately vaccination.
Hmm.
So that is the program. It's the carrot and the stick. Yes, we'll reopen the economy, but we have to do much, much more contact tracing. And this is what they're talking about. Well, this is one of the reasons that they mounted this covert operation called COVID-19 in the first place, to provide a rationale and an excuse to vastly expand contact tracing to the point where it's in your body, it's inside your body. There isn't, you know, any way to get away from it if you install it. That's where this is going. This is where the smart cities are going, the Internet of Things, et cetera, et cetera.
John, I want to remind everybody, we're up on a break, and we're going to wrap up the hour in a minute, but we have been covering, and John has been covering from the very get-go, about the fallacy of the tests that they're using for contact tracing, the assumption that you have something, whether you have it or not, that there's not a validated test for it, or the testing that says you had something, also not validated, not approved by the FDA for the use. It's an emergency declaration that says, let's get this out there anyway. And we make these leaps based on no valid science. And this is where we find ourselves, because people haven't been paying attention to John Rappaport, No More Fake News, or listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back to discuss that and wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free.
Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We've launched our broadcast week here on GCN Radio every week at this time. John Rappaport, my guest from No More Fake News. And I just want to say thanks to him. Please sign up for email alerts there and at robertscottbell.com to stay connected. Because, you know, we post articles, for instance, about masks. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they in between? What's the science? Reference the peer-reviewed literature, John. And we get tagged on social media. Oh, this is untrue. This is partially untrue. I'm referencing and quoting the peer-reviewed medical literature on masks. And they say that's not true. What is going on, John?
Yeah, this is this is the degree of hypnosis that people are under. It's just amazing. It's a refusal. It's like, I'm hypnotized. Don't bother me. I don't want to know facts. That's the last thing I need. So I'm working. I've just finished an article now on masks. April 17th, 2020, Journal of the American Medical Association. Okay, I mean, you can't get any more mainstream than that. Quote, unless you are sick, a healthcare worker, or caring for someone who has COVID-19, medical masks, including surgical face masks and N95s, are not recommended. Then I go on to quote from the World Health Organization to the same effect. These are the impeccable sources that everybody is listening to, except when it comes to masks. And then we have this, which I find extremely troubling. In the state of Washington, where, of course, we know all about the incredible number of deaths in nursing homes, the Nurses Association, which is called the Washington State Nurses Association, has written a report called Reprocessing Masks using toxic chemicals is not a solution. And they are talking about the reprocessing, recycling of old masks using a compound called ethylene oxide. And they, I'm quoting now, carcinogenic to humans, increases the risk of lymphoid cancer, and for females, breast cancer. And there's even more horrendous effects of this. And they have sent a cease and desist demand to certain facilities where the nurses work, demanding an immediate halt to the reusing of any face masks that have been decontaminated by ethylene oxide. So I looked up that, and I suddenly found, what do you know? This stuff is being used much more widely than just there. Way back in March, a company called Medline Industries said they were reprocessing 100,000 medical masks a day, using apparently ethylene oxide. Now, the FDA, the CDC, and other agencies of the federal government are busy disagreeing with each other about dosage levels of ethylene oxide and how much damage, et cetera, et cetera. But meanwhile, it's just happening. These masks are being turned out that have this highly toxic chemical in them. So John, who in his right mind would be wearing one of these?
Right. I got to ask the question. When they telegraph and program us to expect COVID 2.0, how many health professionals that are wearing these remanufactured or re-cleaned masks with this ethylene oxide stuff are going to show respiratory problems?
Exactly. And have already shown them. Oh, the doctors collapse, the nurses collapse. How can we explain this except it's the virus? Look at the masks.
And once again, we go back to the beginning when we first started reporting almost weekly on this together on the radio. What were the people of where? Wuhan, China, breathing for an entire year or a decade before this manifested as a respiratory calamity that they blamed once again on a virus, the cover story for toxicological burdens often created by arrogant men working with or for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. You won't hear this anywhere else, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Sign up for email alerts in both places, and you'll be plugged in no matter who they or how they try to censor us. John, thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Keep plugging in, y'all. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.